University in Urbana.
Another chance of rain comes in later today in the Champaign-Urbana area. Mike Sola will be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. After AM 580 News at 6:30, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Illinois House and Senate lawmakers say they want to wrap up a state budget before the end of the month, but there's work left to do, as Sean Crawford reports.
In recent years, legislative leaders and the governor got together and worked out a final spending plan. However, amid an atmosphere in which gridlock and distrust have become the rule, a different approach is being taken. The House advanced dozens of measures that offer various options, from a bare-bones plan that would make sure government could keep operating in a new fiscal year to hefty funding increases. For example, plans for school funding range from an increase of about $120 per student to triple that amount. At the same time, the Senate is preparing its own version of a budget. Still apart, with only a handful of days left before the scheduled adjournment this month, Senate Democrat Donnie Trotter isn't concerned.
The time is on our side at this point.
The legislature has the ability to do a budget quickly, but many question if they can iron out all the details. Governor Rod Blagojevich remains a wild card as well. If he dislikes the final product from lawmakers, he could keep them in session. I'm Sean Crawford.
Transportation workers based in Springfield could be headed for a new home if a Blagojevich administration plan goes through. Some employees with the Division of Traffic Safety are sounding off. Jenna Dooley has that story.
IDOT worker Amanda Oblin says she was given three options. She was told she could transfer to where the division is being relocated in southern Illinois, bid for another state job, or be out of work. Oblin's been at IDOT for 2 years and says transferring is not an option for her family.
I have a son who's almost a teenager, and he's rooted here, sports and schools and church and all kinds of extracurricular activities. And my friends are here, and all of my husband's family. It's not an option for us.
Fellow employee John Paris says he hasn't made up his mind yet.
It's hard to weigh decisions when you really don't have a lot of information. All we've heard is we may move to southern Illinois.
The location and timing of the move have yet to be finalized. The division employs nearly 150 people. IDOT officials say the move will bring a boost to southern Illinois' economy and save the state money. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The prosecutor in the case of a former Central Illinois police officer charged in four rapes says the first victim is expected to testify. Could take the stand today. Mark Messman says the woman could bring her testimony this afternoon in the trial of former Bloomington police officer Jeff Pelo. Pelo, who was 43, has pleaded not guilty to 35 charges in the rapes and an alleged stalking. Testimony in the case began yesterday in Bloomington. Forensic scientist Joy Halverson told jurors the hair found at Pelo's home could have come from any of several cats owned by the rape victims, and the husband of a woman Pelo was charged with stalking testified that he found Pelo in their backyard late at night. Pending trustee approval, the University of Illinois will open a research center in Singapore. The new facility will house the Human Sixth Sense Project. It will use interactive technologies to help in such areas like disaster rescue operations, remote medical services, or financial market analysis. Ben Wah is a University of Illinois professor of electrical and computer engineering. He says their goal is to make immediate error-free analysis when dealing with huge amounts of data.
What we really want is to have a more intelligent understanding of that information so that we can actually present the information in a more concise fashion to the humans.
Wah says one possible use for the new technology could be for robots that scan disaster areas for survivors. He says ASTAR, Singapore's government agency for science, technology, and research, will sponsor the project. Wah says ASTAR would contribute about $50 million over the next 5 years. Wah will lead the center in Singapore. The U of I Board of Trustees will have a vote on the project today in Chicago. Illinois Department of Transportation plans to suspend some road construction lane closures from across the state for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend. Lane closures will end where possible at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. The lanes are expected to stay open until midnight on Monday. But the department warns that some construction zone projects in Illinois will continue to operate. State officials say 1.5 million people are expected to travel by road and air in Illinois over the Memorial Day weekend. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mr. Pierce.
Well, another chance for a late afternoon thunderstorm and probably a better chance of showers tonight and tomorrow, and then the weekend looks pretty nice up till Memorial Day.
You know, one of the things about this is we'll have the chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon. Not a real great chance, but you have to mention it in case one of them pops up. There are some showers moving into southern Illinois. We'll have a slight chance tonight, and the chances in the forecast for tomorrow, and that sounds like, you know, today, tonight, and tomorrow might be washouts just by the wording of the forecast, but it looks like we could have some real nice hours today, especially early in the day. The precipitation expectations for tonight, not all that great, but tomorrow could be a little bit stormy in some areas.